Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. Praise the Lord. Today is June 13th, 2024. Welcome, welcome to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. Please like and share this. We have a huge announcement we're going to announce in a few minutes. Also, in a moment, we'll talk about our social media, where you can find us. We'll do that in a moment. But welcome to everybody jumping on. We're so happy to have you. Oh, hello in Scotland and Canada, Redding, California. Hello, Western New York, Nevada, Arizona, Georgia. Hello to our friends in Tennessee. So happy to see you. And in Iowa. Oh, hello, hello from, let's see what else, West Virginia, Ohio, Texas, Queens, our friends in the boroughs. We love our friends in the boroughs down there. Long Island, welcome, welcome to our neighbors in Long Island and Pennsylvania and Florida. Please play for Florida right now. They are under so much water. They need jet skis to get around right now. It rained like 25 inches. So please just keep the people of Florida in prayer. I believe Ron DeSantis had to declare a state of emergency. And so basically there's Toby, looks like a seal right now. He's sleeping on the floor. So just keep them in prayer. Hello to everybody else jumping on. Oh, Detroit. We were just in Detroit. Well, hello. It was a lovely time there in Detroit. Our neighbors in Connecticut, I see as well. Woo, in Canada, Ontario, Canada. So happy to see our neighbors in Canada. Here we saw you from across the lake, I think it was, or the waterway in Michigan. Yep, big Canadian flag right there. We were like, wow, Canada's that close, huh? So it was fun. Okay, so we have a big night tonight. So please share this on the platforms you're on. We're asking you to like and subscribe. We're going to open up in prayer, and I'll show you how you can be found on all our social media accounts. And we're going to go through a few announcements, and then we have the big announcement. Okay, so get ready for that. We're very excited about it. So let's open up in prayer. Give this over to the Lord as people are jumping on. And then we'll get into tonight. So, Father God, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you. We praise you. You are Almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your holy, precious name, Lord. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, Lord. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Lord, we fall short every single day, Father God. We praise you. Your mercies are new every single day. Lord, we acknowledge you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover Lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He reconciled us back to you. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." And Father, we praise you that he rose again in 3 days miraculously, and after appearing to many, ascended back into heaven, took his rightful, righteous place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is our advocate before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to fill this place, Lord. Father, let the weight of your glory go forth. Father, let your presence and authority and power saturate the atmosphere and mightily go forth, that people tangibly feel your presence, that the Holy Spirit would go forth and be the counselor and would touch those and minister to those, Father, that are watching. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would fill us, Lord, and fill me with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. Father, let your word go before us tonight, Lord. Father, order our steps, for the steps of the righteous are indeed ordered of the Lord. Lead us, Father, and lead me in your wisdom tonight, and your counsel, Father, and your might and your power. by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the spirit of the one true living God. May only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we take authority over every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, censorship, or harm, and the like, that the enemy, satanic agents, dark forces, unclean spirits, weak, willing vessels, puppets of the agent of the enemy and the like would attempt, agents of the enemy would attempt, Father God, against Ark of Grace Ministries, against this broadcast, Father God, against what you are doing, Lord. We take authority over it through Christ Jesus. We command it dismantled, destroyed, disabled, every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, destroyed, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, dismantled, their communication lines disrupted so they cannot carry out their plans, and it bound up and cast back to the dry places and areas, Lord, you have designated for such to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return nor have anything sent in its place. Father, take all the glory for yourself, Lord. Let your name be glorified above all. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the potter. We are most simply just the clay. We are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us. We are simply vessels, Lord, that you fill, Father God, for your glory to further your kingdom on this earth. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to those who were jumping on your through in prayer or during prayer. Hello, hello to all of you who are jumping on. I see more people jumping on from Canada. I see people coming on from Israel. Well, 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 in Israel, it's almost Shabbat Shalom. It's just about turning midnight there in Israel. And so Shabbat Shalom to our Jewish brothers and sisters in Israel. It will be here for us tomorrow in the United States. So we have some announcements, and we have a huge announcement. So first, let me tell you how to find us on social media so you can subscribe. We have a whole list here. On Rumble, we're Ark of Grace Ministries. On YouTube, we're Ark of Grace Ministries. On Facebook, we're Ark of Grace Ministry with a Y. We are Ark of Grace 88 on Instagram. On X, we are at @AmandaGrace_AOG. On TikTok, we are at Ark of Grace Ministries. Telegram, at Ark of Grace Ministries. And we have our own app in the app. In the App Store, you can search Ark of Grace and you'll see the dove with the olive branch. So if you could go on there, like and subscribe, we would very much appreciate it. I'm going to try to make room here because Sadie's here now. Sadie has arrived. And so we're going to try to get her settled. You see her tail? Yep. We're going to try to get Sadie settled. I know, honey, but mommy might have to take you down right now in a minute for the big announcement. You could stay up here till then. Okay. First, I have to thank Dale Harvey. Dale, thank you so much for the silver. We very much appreciate it. It is a blessing. So thank you, Dale, very much. We have something new. We have a prayer line now. Yes, Ark of Grace Ministries has a prayer line. It is open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call any one of those two phone numbers. We have a prayer team that is waiting and willing and able to pray with you. This is such a blessing. We are so happy we have been able to do this. And so we just hope and pray that you are able to utilize it and that it brings you comfort, that you get people to agree with you in prayer. You know, you have people to stand with you calling this prayer line. And so we are just very happy to finally have it open. Okay. Also, tomorrow starts our national fast. So if you remember a couple weeks ago, the Lord had me call for a national fast starting June 14th. And ending June 16th, a national three-day fast. You can fast a meal, fast a day, fast a certain amount of hours. You drink liquids. It's up to you. You can give up sugar, but we're all coming together and sacrificing and fasting for this nation and for what's going on, and fasting because God is holy and we should. And it starts June 14th, which I did not realize when I called for the fast, when the Lord led me to call for it on these dates. It is President Trump's birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday to President Trump. But yes, that's going to be the 3 days for the fast. Ends Father's Day. And so we're all coming together for this. So mark your calendars, please join in it with us. The more that join, the better. Okay. Also, George Magazine. Yes, we are going to be at George Live in Hot Springs National Park, Hot Springs, Arkansas, August 10th and 11th. So you can buy tickets and georgemagazinelive.com, and you can use promo code GRACE and they'll give you a 15% discount off of your tickets. We're looking very forward to seeing many of you there. It's actually 1 week before my birthday, pretty much. So yep, we're going to Arkansas right before my birthday, and we are thrilled to do so. Okay, now we have a very special announcement. We're very excited about doing this. We're going to play the promo again, and then I'm going to talk about it. Yes, we are doing another night of prayer for the nation and the Trump family. Eric Trump has asked us to do this. And so we are very excited to be spearheading this. I also have to thank Ray and Lisa and Clay, who has been helping with this. We very much appreciate that. But Eric has asked us to do this. Mark your calendars. It is July 7th. 4 days before sentencing, July 7th, 2024, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And let me tell you who we're going to be on. We might even have some special guests on that night. But I will tell you so far who we have confirmed. Eric and Lara Trump. We have Alina Haba, Rudy Giuliani, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Roger Stone, Robin Bullock, General Flynn, Eric Metaxas, Don A. Clement, Clay Clark, and Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, myself. And we're working on as well getting Sean Foyne and Lance Wallnau. A few of them will be pre-records because they are traveling and they still wanted to do it. The rest will be live. So mark your calendars. July 7th, 2024. We were very prayerful about this lineup. Whenever I'm asked to do something like this, not only do I take it incredibly serious for the Lord and for what the Lord wants to accomplish through it, but I'm very prayerful about the lineup and bringing those together who will flow, who are seasoned, who some of them were on last time. Some of them will be, this will be the first time they're doing it, but we're very, very excited about this night of prayer. Let me just get her. Say bye. Say bye-bye. Okay. So we're very excited about this night of prayer. And once again, it's July 7th, 2024. We're looking very forward to it. It's going to be live on all of our platforms. And as we go forth, we'll make sure to keep you updated on the lineup. But so far, this is what it's shaping out to be. And we're very excited about it. Like I said, it's 4 days before sentencing. So we had gone over dates basically with Eric, and he really liked this date. It is not only 4 days before sentencing, but it is right around July 4th, our Independence Day. So it's 3 days after July 4th, 4 days before his father's sentencing for the hush money trial. And so I think this is a perfect time for all of us to come together in the spirit. Come together, lock arms, pray, and just really go before the Lord. So we hope all of you can join us. Please mark your calendars. This is very exciting as, hold on, Sadie's hair is flying all over. I could feel it. She's shedding right now because we're going into summer. So she's shedding, which means when I pick her up, hair goes everywhere. What time? 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that is the kickoff, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So very, very excited about that. We're looking forward to see what the Lord is going to do. The Lord moved mightily last time. We're looking forward to that again. We'll probably be fasting ourselves leading up to it, actually, just because we really want the Lord to accomplish his purpose, and we want people ministered to, right? We want the nation prayed for. We want the Trump family ministered to and prayed for. They need prayer. Let me tell you, there are so many in Congress and the office of governorship and DC that need prayer. That is my concern, right? They need prayer. They really do. You know, if some of them who were involved in some funky stuff suddenly turned and said, we want prayer, you know, we're sorry for what we did. Let me tell you, we should want to pray with them. I mean, Jesus prayed with some of the Pharisees who turned and were here. And here's my Cyrus smelling my microphone. What is going on here? There's animals everywhere and I can't take it. Mommy can't take it. Mommy's got a broadcast to do. Uh-oh. Sadie just smacked Cyrus in the face. I know you didn't see it, but I did. So we should want to pray. You see what I'm saying? Jesus, you know, with Nicodemus, Jesus with the Pharisees, Jesus with tax collectors, he prayed with them. He did. And so we should follow suit, is what I'm saying. Yep, it's an ark, all right. Oh, yes, people, it most definitely is an ark. Okay, so we'll announce it again at the end, but we're going to get into tonight. Let me just put that for the end. And what I'm going to do at the end here. Okay. All right. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's get started here now. So we have a lot to talk about tonight. There's a lot going on right now. And I mean, there's some serious stuff going on prophetically. And it just keeps getting more intense. Why? Because after Passover, right? Remember the warning? After Passover, it is going to get real, real bumpy real fast. And so we're going to get into a lot of this tonight. We're going to bring scripture into it. We're going to talk about what's going on here. And we're going to allow the Lord to move. So I wanted to go back to Hunter Biden for a moment because Gus actually sent this to me this morning. And I found this fascinating and I thought I would share this with all of you. We know now that he was convicted, right, on 3 felony counts of or related to gun charges. Okay. Three counts. Okay. Convicted on all 3. Now, Hunter's name backwards. If you spell his name backwards, you get R-E-T-N-U-H. Now, I know that sounds a little silly, but you're not going to think it's silly in a moment here. What his name means backwards is lost soul. Hunter's name backwards means lost soul. There was somebody from Canada that actually had said his name also means taker of children. So taker of children or lost soul. I don't find that coincidental. I'm glad he sent it to me because I was like, wow, I have to share this. Because given what his past has been littered with and what has happened to this man and the road he's gone down, you know, and he literally has gone backwards. He's regressed. This I wanted to share with you. It is no surprise that his name backwards means taker of children or lost soul. So, and they're definitely with this. You know, he was convicted during Pride Month. Pride cometh before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. And this looks like the setup for a bait and switch to me. All of these pieces are beginning to look like this setup. It really is. I have to say this before we go into other things. This is a political Game of Thrones, if I have ever seen it. That's what it is. It is a Game of Thrones. It is a game of Risk. Remember Battleship when we were a kid? Well, we're going to get into that too. But this is what this is. This is a real time. And no, I don't watch the show, nor I won't, because I'm sorry, I won't put that kind of violence in my soul. I will not. But it looks to like a real-life political Game of Thrones. I mean, look at everything that's gone on just in this year alone. what's going on in this year is probably enough for 5 years, like honestly. And we're only halfway through the year. So keeping that in mind, political Game of Thrones, I'm going to read to you some prophecy here because something happened with Merrick Garland and we need to talk about it. So we're going to start back and we're going to go to August 2nd, 2022. Hold on 1 second here. You know what? I'm wearing a shirt that has basically no friction to it. And so my tallit keeps, okay. My tallit keeps kind of falling there. All right. Oh, and just keep me in prayer. I'm fighting something off. I'm fighting off kind of a head cold. I'm coming on anyway. And we're going to do it. Praise the Lord. But just keep me in prayer. Okay. August 2nd, 2022. And says the Lord of hosts, bait fish to catch a larger. Bait fish indeed have been thrown out for a catch. Oh, they are chumming the water, says the Lord. And I, the Lord God, as you, O leaders who have been stolen from, I, the Lord your God, will order your steps. I shall reveal the blueprint, but you must listen. That's capitalized. So you do not, capital, get caught in deep waters. That's capital. As the temptation is there, says the Lord of hosts, for there are those lurking in the deep seeking an occasion to take out entire family lines, says the Lord of hosts. They are seeking an occasion to throw out their nets for a catch and pin the people down as they poke and prod them as cattle, says the Lord of hosts. For all the shuffling is being brought to the surface, as even a garland shall lose their prestige for the deals they made, the blood that was shed, and the refuse that was created from such foolish, sloppy policy, says the Lord of hosts this day. Now, if you go to April 8th, 2023, this is what it says. Justice is coming to them in this season with a scroll of redemption. And justice as well in this season is coming with a scroll that contains the wage for their sin, for partnering and being tied by a garland, a pact in order to take down who is a threat to them. That garland string and all attached to it by their finger shall be exposed. All right. So these two were well over a year ago. Now we go to January 16th, 2024. This is heading for the camp of a wicked ring, a circle that goes around the globe, and there shall be key fractures and a breaking of the agreement as some wait to step into their shoes. It shall and will in a moment be taken from them. For those who plotted at Martha's Vineyard shall pay a heavy price this year for their deeds. And in parentheses, it says deads. And they shall be paraded out before the people, for I gave you a chance to turn from your foreign gods and agreements with haters of my children. However, you did not heed Barak. You did not heed those in the highest offices. A garland around their necks shall not be a gift, but it is a woe, which means a curse in the word of God, says the Lord, it is. February 19th, 2024. All capitals. I warn you, O judges, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Walk in my ways and I will protect you from the threats being brought forth. However, the one tied to a garland is in danger of losing their seat. Choose this day whom you will serve, for a man cannot serve two masters. I will uphold you before men as you do the honorable and righteous acts before the nation and to the appellate courts, says the Lord. If you take bribes, O judges, to uphold weak cases, corruptible cases, if you choose to follow the stench, lies, and wickedness put forth, your robe shall be lifted up before the people, and what has been hidden away in your desks and lockboxes shall be unlocked and exposed. Be a judge who represents me, the Lord Almighty, not a puppet who sits in a kangaroo court and enables such a circus. Stubborn donkeys and trained elephants and prosecutors who have done worse in the dark than those they accuse. The depths of their dark deeds and acts that break the law shall and will be put under a microscope, and no matter how well they have hidden such, the trust will break and it shall be laid bare, says the Lord. And then March 30th, 2024. This is the hour of the pressure, says the Lord, that must be applied to bring forth what has been spoken of this day, says the Lord. For as darkness eclipses, there shall be derailments and a garland attempting to make their exit before the capsizing occurs. Get ready, my children. Strengthen yourselves in the word and in me, the Lord your God. When David lost everything, capital, he strengthened himself in the Lord, and then, only then, did I give him the permission to pursue and recover all. So these are the words, okay? Now, we're going to put up what happened. Republicans vote to hold Garland in contempt of Congress. Here's what that means. By approving a contempt resolution, the House effectively recommended that Garland be prosecuted. And recent cases against allies of former President Donald Trump, including Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, have proved that a contempt resolution is far from symbolic, creating the basis for a case that can sometimes hold up in court. Now, I just gave that word the other day. Right? I had gotten it on June 5th, and then the Lord gave the rest to me on Saturday, June 8th. And this is what it said in that word. Thus says the Lord, that door is about to open, and this nation must prepare for the enormous political backdraft that will occur because of a door suddenly opening. I, the Lord thy God, have put a hook in their jaw, I have put a bit in their mouths, and I have drawn them in. I have allowed, capital, the wicked, corrupt and darkest of men and women to take on a bridle of an insatiable desire for power. And that bit in their mouths, in their offices, in their seats, has led them right in for such a backfiring and reversal. Lots were illegally cast for the days of destruction of political opponents and those who speak truth, where truth is in their hearts. My truth, capital, says the Lord. Lots were illegally cast for such destruction outside the legal scope of my covenant and holy days, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, Haman did the same. Illegally cast lots for the destruction of an opponent who saw through who he was and the seat of king he so desired. Therefore, according to my word, a reversal had to go forth that caused a series of doors to open that led to a backdraft and explosion upon Haman and his family. The same has been done here, says the Lord. A gross miscalculation of covenants, times, and seasons. A gross miscalculation of their power and pull to hunt down prey in the political arena and the church, and have the security enough in seat to get away with such wickedness, says the Lord. They have, in their foolishness, in their hearts, thought they could ascend. However, they shall now descend down a steep hill, and upon that slope are the thistles, thorns and briars they so sowed that have grown to now ensnare them with every charge they attempted to smear others with, shall now catch and ensnare them and tear apart all they have amassed for such treachery, says the Lord. Now, that was just days ago, okay, that word, because this is, we are watching an enormous political backdraft begin. And what they did to Peter Navarro, well, guess what? That works both ways. And the Lord has been warning about this man Garland since 2 years ago and what was going to happen with him. And watch what Garland does now to try to get out of this. Just watch. But we are watching these backdrafts and these reversals occur. Now, on Elijah streams, when I was on last, I had warned about Hillary because people are talking about Michelle Obama a lot. I said, you better be careful of Hillary because that woman can come back out. You need to watch for her. Well, something has happened and we're going to put it up, the article. Hillary Clinton, in a rare move, endorses primary opponent of sitting House Democrat. So basically, she has come back out to endorse a House opponent of a sitting Democrat. So now she's coming back out suddenly. Now she's being drawn back out. This is something to watch. With Trump on the ballot, we need strong, principled Democrats in Congress more than ever. She's coming back out. I'm telling you, she's getting herself involved politically again. This is just the beginning. So I'm going to say, keep watch of her. I would keep watch of her, you know, because they're looking for someone. We're watching this bait and switch form, and we're looking for someone, okay? And who that someone they pick, well, we'll see. You know, they have a couple of options. But to see these things begin to happen and these people get re-involved in political races is just something to keep an eye on, okay? And I'm going to say this too. We have to be very careful when it comes to these types of individuals. We can't go off the deep end, and I'm going to say this. We have to, with prayerful consideration, we can't go off the deep end and say, everybody's dead. Everybody's been replaced with a body double. Everybody's a man that's really a woman. We can't go off the deep end with this. And I will tell you why. Because it creates even murkier waters than are already out there. And you know who likes to go around in murky waters? Leviathan, crocodiles, alligators, predators. You have to be careful. You have to, with prayerful consideration, hold everything up to the word of God. You know, we talk about the liberals being extreme, right? We cannot either go to such extremes, it becomes complete paranoia. Because you can't hear God in that. This is why you have to hold everything up to the word of God. You have to be a critical thinker. You have to seek a matter out for yourself. Word of God says, seek a matter out for yourself. So I'm saying we have to be very careful with those things, because if we go too far, you know, off that deep end into murky, murky waters, we could get ourselves in trouble. Okay. In a lot of trouble. All right. So let's continue here. So we see Hillary now coming back out, right? Now, there's another article I'll show you. GOP rep, Hunter Biden conviction creates an opening for Michelle Obama. So now suddenly this is being touted out too. Now we know that this has been mentioned before about this woman. I'm going to talk about something in a minute with her. But this is interesting. Hillary, Michelle, suddenly they're both, right? You know what I mean? Coming back out in the news. They're starting to come back out there again. We're starting to see this in the wake of the Hunter Biden conviction. And I don't think, you know, this is not by any mistake. Proverbs 16:18, pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a big fall. Now, last broadcast, if you remember, I talked about this, right? 16 plus 18 equals 34, which is the number of counts they charged and convicted, right? Trump on 34. Hunter was convicted on 3 charges. You have 2 threes in there. Both of them. Trump is 34, 3-4. Hunter is 3. So you have 2 threes in there, which is just something to pay attention to. I'm just saying, just make a mental note of it, that we are, you know, kind of seeing this pattern and seeing this happen. So I want to go back. There was a dream I had back in January of 2021. I revisited it in July of 2022 to talk about the second part of the dream that I rarely have spoken about, but it's time to talk about it. It's time to revisit this now. So if you remember January 2021, I had a dream where I saw Joe Biden and he was very, very sick in bed. He looked awful. And Obama was at his bedside, towards the head of the bed, and Biden's family was nowhere to be found in the dream. He either looked grief-stricken Biden. He looked something like that. You know what I mean? Like he couldn't go on living almost. And there was three different pairs of shoes on the floor, which is interesting because Hunter Biden was convicted on three counts. But in this dream, right, there's three pairs of shoes on the floor, which could also represent three former leaders, right? Now, Obama was at the bedside dressed in a very nice suit and ready and excited at this horrific condition that Biden was in. There was a crowd of Middle Eastern people gathered around. They looked like they were Saudi Arabian. They looked like they were from Syria. They looked like the men had the headdresses on. There was a crowd of Middle Eastern people gathered around the bed waiting as well, potentially representing the different countries that were in cahoots that we see now, actually, that have come together. And there was a piece of apricot candy known as Turkish Delight on the bed. And I fought through that crowd. I reached and snatched the candy away from them and ate it so they couldn't have it. They were ready to celebrate. Now, interestingly enough, in the Muslim culture, when there is a celebration or a victory, they like to pass out candy. So if there's a huge celebration or a huge victory, they tend to pass out candy. Well, this candy was on the bed waiting to be eaten and celebrated. And here I go, fighting through the crowd, reaching, snatching the candy, eating it so they couldn't have it. So the victory was snatched away from them. Their celebration was cut short and it was snatched away from them. Now, I represent not only the people maybe of the nation, our nation rising up and taking a stand, but I also represent the prophetic, you know, rising up and being utilized by God to destroy those plans, to take away that victory from them. So back in July of 2022, I went over this dream again, and I wrote this. This was back in 2022. How do you get Joe Biden to not want to continue being the front man? How do you get him grief-stricken and get him out of the way? Well, he has lost one son already, Beau. Hunter is his only living son. The hunter shall become the hunted. When you hunt something, you're looking to take it down or capture it like a manhunt. Those and many times, right, in the perpetrator falling. The hunter shall become the hunted. I capitalize that. So, and then I started talking about what if sending Hunter to jail would be enough, or if they would look to do something greater against him. Because I had written back in 2022, if you leave Biden with no sons or taking his only son away because he's become an enormous liability to their plan. And when one becomes an enormous liability to their plan, they are destroyed. That is how the kingdom of darkness works. And that is how these very corrupt people, right, in DC and other areas work. And since we are dealing with what appears, now I had gone into the fact of, I was talking about something I had seen in a vision. It was an Egyptian false god I had seen in a vision. I had talked about it basically in the same broadcast, and I had went on into that after this. But back then, July of 2022, this was being spoken about what they were going to do to Hunter. Now, there was a second part of this dream that I rarely speak about from January of 2021. And this is the second part of this dream because now it's coming more into play. Now we have to talk about it. So I was in an auditorium and there was an aisle down the middle and seats on either side. I was on the right side. Suddenly Barack and Michelle Obama come down the middle aisle. He is in an electric blue suit and she is in a one-shoulder white dress to her knees. At the end of the aisle where the stage was, they split up. He went to the left and she went to the right. She came over to me and I heard her say, "Don't worry, we are going to get him." Now, I believe she was talking about Trump potentially here. I wasn't sure if she was talking about her own husband or Trump. but she said, don't worry, we're going to get him. Barack was by the stage, very smug and laughing and overconfident. Now, a big screen suddenly came down. So what happened was there was the stage in the front. It's in an auditorium. And towards the back, there's this big screen that comes down like a projector screen. And an old plane, like from the Tuskegee Airmen or that era of planes, a plane appeared on the screen, right? And then I heard it, or I saw it put up Alabama, which is the first state alphabetically, has voted for Trump. And the state started going in order after that. And after that, I woke up. So that is the second part of the dream that I rarely speak about. But she herself said, don't worry, we're going to get him. Now, this is back in 2021. So Biden had just, you know, come into office or whatever you want to call it. And this is the dream I have. And so now that we're seeing certain things shape up the way they do, I thought it would be important to revisit this dream and to revisit the second part of the dream that basically I don't speak of much. And I would just pray about it. Let's put it that way. Yep, World War II era. Yep, World War II era type planes. So I would just basically take this and pray about it and watch, because I just felt I should share the second part of this dream in this. Now, we're going to go to some, there's so much to talk about. So we're going to different subjects tonight. They're all kind of tied together. But I told you I would look more into this horse door knock. And don't worry, we're going to get to Russia in a moment here. But I told you we would get more into this horse door knock, who won the Belmont Stakes. He was a long shot. Okay, the horse's number was 6. And he was not expected to win. He was a long shot in that race. And interestingly enough, door knock is a name of Scottish descent, which is interesting because, well, you know, President Trump is part Scottish. So he's from Scotland. So part of his family is Scottish. And I just found that interesting. And this horse, door knock, wins in New York the third race of the Triple Crown leg. He wins the third. So it's interesting. This horse wins the third race. You've got Hunter Biden brought up on 3 gun charges, right? You got Trump on 34. You got the number 3 in there too. And he wins during Pride Month. Okay, so now the Belmont is usually in June, but he wins during Pride Month. He wins the third race. He loses the first two, right? So door knock does not place in the first two races. The third race is when he places. Now, interestingly enough, this is the third time Donald Trump is running for president. So I'm just pointing that out as something interesting. And being that the name is door knock, right? And I had mentioned this prior, and it's the year 5784, the prison doors, right? Opening to Joseph, I think it's something worth noting. Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and will dine with him, and he with me. The Belmont also was ran in Saratoga Springs this year. It was moved. The race was moved because Belmont is under construction. Saratoga is very close to the capital, Albany. So what made this race unique too is that it was moved all the way to Saratoga Springs. Now, Saratoga was where a major battle, I believe, of the Revolutionary War was fought. Battle of Saratoga, I believe that is where a major battle was fought of the Revolutionary War. So that is something else to consider in this, because it got moved this year. Of all years, It's been ran at Belmont for how many years? It gets moved this year because of construction. Okay. Now, his number was 6 door knock. And if you look to 6 years ago, right, June, or basically 2019, right? So if we look to 6 years ago, it was, let me see here, 2024. Actually, if we look to 6 years ago, it was 2018, which was pre-C19. So just something else to consider. You might want to go look up what happened in 2018 and see what went on in this nation in 2018 and the world at that moment, because that might be something very pivotal in this and important. Okay. Now that we just mentioned that, because, you know, there's a lot of door knocking going on right now, including by Russia. So it's just so interesting that door knock just happens as a long shot to win this. Now, let's get into this, because something very serious is going on here, and we should have expected it, given what has happened this year, honestly. We should have expected this type of move and been ready for it, but we're going to get into this right now, because Russia is now knocking on the door of the United States of America in a very interesting way. This truly is a political Game of Thrones. We're going to start with January 5th, 2020, and this is what it says. Russia will attempt to apply pressure to help Iran. However, they have miscalculated the hand of Almighty God in this, and it will backfire. Russia will attempt to apply pressure to help Iran. Okay. January 30th, 2020. Watch Russia with Ukraine, says the Lord, testing the waters. That was interesting, because it was watch Russia with Ukraine, says the Lord. This is back in 2020. And then he says, testing the waters. Keep that in mind. September 18th, 2021. And this is what was said back then. I said, I know it was last September when I heard Red October. Now, I don't know if it pertained to last October or this October, but I remember last September talking about this, that I heard Red October. And I went to the hunt for Red October, which was the movie about the Russian submarine. So I had heard this, and then twice I heard Crimson Tide. So this was back in September 18th, 2021. I hear these things and I write them down. Go to November 22nd, 2021. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, Russia is restless. The bear is awakening from somewhat of a slumber. This was before they attack Ukraine. Watch Russia make a bold capital move that shall put other countries on high alert as Russia perceives the weakness of other nations and sees its chance to advance. Keep this in mind. February 7th and 8th, 2022. There are those in Congress who are speaking out against the tensions of Russia and China, that blasphemous dragon, and Ukraine. However, Capitol says the Lord of Hosts, they have had secret meetings by computer with the consulates and advocates and ministers of these leaders, and have secretly struck a deal and are doing such, and opening up avenues of great monetary value and great weaponry and great, this back in 2022, great capital technology in order to make a deal for such, for they are casting lots, capital, for Ukraine. The Hamans are casting lots, capital, for Ukraine, for they have foolishly thought they had the power of others going forth with them, that they have no opposition to such, however, capital, says the Lord. The book of Esther, just watch, says the Lord, just watch. For you shall and will see divine reversals and sudden changes in course that shall begin to lead things in an unexpected direction, says the Lord of Hosts. May 6, 2022. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, what has gone back to Carter in your nation, I, the Lord, am pulling from the files kept, as not all were destroyed. And the time has come to reveal the contents of the boxes that were kept and what has been hidden about his involvement in what is happening now. For deals were made long ago. Those deals, capital, were made in strict pact. And now I, the Lord your God, shall reveal what was done in secret with the East countries, what was done in secret with Russia, what was done in secret with Cuba. Keep this is going to be a pattern emerging where the Lord talks about Russia and Cuba together, okay? Says the Lord of hosts, in this hour this shall be revealed. August 1st, 2023, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a Russian submarine, watch the maneuvers at sea that put those on high alert. That was August 1st, 2023. March 30th, 2024, and says the Spirit of the Lord this day, be prepared, my capital children, for the unexpected. For the shaking after Passover, for the shaking in the area of Russia, Vietnam shall rise up, says the Lord. Just watch. April 22nd, 2024. Thus says the Lord, the underground church in Iran, your shackles are about to come off, says the Lord. Your redemption draweth nigh, says the Lord. Call unto me, capital people of Iran, for your leaders are bringing your nation under a curse. Woe, capital, unto them, says the Lord. Woe, capital, unto them. Woe, capital, unto their meeting with Russia. Woe unto Russia, says the Lord. You trifle too close, all capitals, to my land and my business, says the Lord. You shall be roped and tied as cattle for how you think you will interfere. You shall be bound from going as far as you so desire, says the Lord. For you have challenged the covenants I have made with nations. You enable Amalek, who I war with every generation, for their horrors they have committed. And I shall war with you, O UN, and fight against you and China and Russia. I shall war with you and frustrate your cords for what you have done. So, keeping all this in mind, right? And keeping in mind the Russia-Cuba connection, I'm going to play this for you. Our team is going to. This just is breaking 24 hours.
Tonight, a brazen display of Russian military force just over 100 miles from Florida's coast. Russia's longtime ally, Cuba, welcoming four Russian warships, including a nuclear-powered submarine with a 21-cannon salute.
21. Let me tell you something about the number 21. The 21 is associated with the kingdom of darkness. Think about it. 21 to drink, right? 21 in blackjack and gambling. That number 21 is associated with vices. So it's interesting that a 21 cannon salute was given. However, Russia is knocking at the door 90 miles off the coast of Florida. Warships. Submarines. What was the Lord saying? The Russian submarines, Hunt for Red October, Russia and Cuba were all over these words that are, you know, going 4 years back up to this past March. Yep, there goes Sadie again. She jumped up. So that was a theme in this, if you notice. The Lord talked about Russia and Cuba. He said, watch Russia make a bold move that shall put other countries on high alert as Russia perceives the weakness of other nations and sees its chance to advance. That was back in 2021. And then the Lord mentioned on May 6, 2022 about Carter, the files going back to Carter. And he said what was done in secret with Russia, what was done in secret with Cuba. He mentions Russia and Cuba together. And that is over 2 years ago. Now, August 1st, 2023, the Lord warned about a Russian submarine, right? Watch the maneuvers at sea that put those on high alert. So he warned about that as well. What's fascinating about this is the timing of this, the timing of these ships. These ships have now come in after what they did to Trump, right, in this hush money trial, after Hunter Biden is convicted on these three counts, after Passover, during Pride Month, of all months, Russian warships could show up. It's during Pride Month. That's when they all come in. To where? Cuba. Of all places, Cuba. Now, let me continue on here because I want to show you something very interesting about what's happening. So this past April, we had the eclipse, right? In 1979, which happened to be the year I was born, was the last eclipse of the 20th century, I believe they called it. It was the last eclipse of the 20th century. Three things happened that were very important in 1979. And one of them was that Russia invaded another nation. Russia advanced. Okay, Russia showed military aggression. The same year as an eclipse in 1979, Russia does this. The same year as an eclipse in 2024, 45 years later, who was the 45th president of the United States? Just pointing that out. But 45 years later, we see Russia showing signs of military aggression again, not only with just Ukraine now, right, and whatever's going on between the two of them, but now 90 miles off the coast of Florida, bringing warships in. It is the first time that this has happened in 16 years. Do you know what happened 16 years ago? Well, if you look at 2008, that's the last time Russia did this. They went to Cuba and they were off the Venezuelan coast. And in 2008, it was a Shemitah year on the Jewish calendar when the world banking crisis happened and Barack Obama decided to run for president. The last time Russia did this with Cuba, it was a Shemitah year and the worldwide banking crisis happened and Barack Obama was running for president. Do we find it any mistake that it is happening now in this year? There's something else I'm going to show you too, because this is something Russia did we have to take note of, because this was 3 years ago. Okay, here's the number three again. This number three keeps showing up. But 3 years ago in November, so this November, the month of our election, Russia in 2021 during C-19 begins restoring the Arch of Triumph, the Arc of Triumph in Syria's Palmyra. So they begin restoring that Arch of Baal in Syria. During C-19, Russia gets the bright idea to restore this Arch of this, or this Arc of this pagan temple in Syria. And they start restoring it. That's what they start doing. And it'll be 3 years since they started that restoration this November, the month of our election. And here it is. Yep. The Arch of Baal, people, Russia started restoring it almost 3 years ago. So just something to make a note of, just a puzzle piece we have to keep in mind here. And Russia being in Cuban waters is knocking at our door, door knock. Door knock. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Well, behold, Russia's standing at the door and knocking, and they ain't bringing us fried chicken or fast food or anything else to come and have a picnic with. That's not what they're doing. What they're doing with Cuba is blatant. And the fact Cuba has perceived an opportunity to do this, well, we should take notice of that as well. Yep, they're standing at the door knocking too, and this horse is the one that won the third leg of the Triple Crown door knock. Okay, now I'm going to read to you from May 24th, 2023, because this is something else right now to keep close eye on. And this was, I don't know, a year and 2 months ago, maybe a year and a month ago, this word. Those sails are patched together with other nations on the sails, which is a boat, by the way. Keep that in mind. attempting to blow America in the direction it wants it to go, a gust to force the eagle to continue into a storm. However, says the Lord, an updraft, the eagle is about to catch an updraft and be lifted slightly above the fray, as you shall witness the fiercest leg of this race going towards the end of the year. Central Europe is creating a bridge to the east. Central Europe is creating a bridge to the east. They see Russia, okay, the bear. Now, this is interesting because at this point, Europe perceived Russia because they were fighting a war with Ukraine as a little weaker, okay? So they perceive Russia, the bear, is weakened and have taken the opportunity to build a bridge, including to Saudi Arabia. You'll see why this is important in a minute. Watch that nation, says the Lord, for another alliance shall soon come between them and a country they have been at odds with in the past. Saudi Arabia and Central Europe shall have a huge interest in your nation going into next year, which is this year. They shall attempt to turn the dial capital. However, says the Lord, a Musk, Elon, is turning capitals many dials right now. Watch for the next maneuver and how he is shaken straight for war games behind the scenes. The game of risk is forming. This is what this is right now. The Russian warships coming in. This is the war games. This is the game of risk. This is what was being warned about well over a year ago. But I'll tell you what Saudi Arabia did that we have to take note of, and we're going to put the article up, because remember, it said there's a bridge, right? Europe's building a bridge. Saudi Arabia is involved in this bridge. They're building it. Saudi Arabia joins Project M Bridge as a full participant. Well, what is this? Saudi Arabia has joined Chinese-led Project Enbridge, a cross-border experiment for central bank digital currency for international trade. The Saudi central bank joins the initiative as a full participant, according to announcement by the Bank for International Settlements. A bridge. They're building a bridge, including to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has joined Chinese-led Project M Bridge. Yep. And Europe's going to get involved too. Just you watch. Just you watch, because now Saudi Arabia, the bridge is going to Saudi Arabia. Bridge is going to Europe also. Just keep watch on this. Now, January 27th, 2023, I'm going to read to you this word because I think this is important to mark what we see happening now and what will continue to happen. Okay. So back in January 27, 2023, which was a year and a half ago, and the Spirit of the Lord says this day, they shall come with chains and fetters to bind you. This was warned a year and a half ago. They shall come with chains and fetters to bind you. And if you humbly come to me, capital, I shall break their chains of iron. Their charges shall befall them, for they have been doing even worse in the dark behind the door to the inner chamber. They have met. Four leaders have met from such committees. And in this meeting, they have discussed a leader swap, with each one at the table playing a role. Thus says the Lord, they have discussed shutting down grids and markets in key parts of the country to scare the people and herd them like cattle into their plans. The paper that outlines your points and plans shall be revealed, says the Lord. It shall be by the one who has had a yoke of conviction come upon them. It shall surprise you, says the Lord, it shall. And in your meetings, you have discussed sorcery and withholding certain medications and creating shortages to bring forth a false crisis so you can deceitfully come in. The one you, capital, have anointed. Oh, you who met in the inner chamber and looks to be a hero. Your plan shall fall, says the Lord. They shall crack, shall falter, and bring forth inconsistencies as one deep in the FDA shall overturn such by their change of heart. Now, that's interesting. Causing shortages with medicines, grids and markets, in order to bring forth the one you have anointed. That's interesting. That's something to think about. So just keep that in mind, okay? Just keep that in mind, because this was a year and a half ago that this word went forth. And as I was looking at this word, I perceive it to be the Lord. He led me to the scripture in Daniel. And in Daniel chapter 2, verses 19 through 22, this is what it says, and this is what I'm going to end with. Then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. The secret. So Daniel blessed the God of heaven. And this is what it says, okay? That's verse 19. Then the secret was revealed. Verse 20. Daniel answered and said, "Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him." He removes kings and he raises up kings. He changes the times and seasons. Daniel 2, verses 19 through 22. Do you know if you add up 19 through 22, you get 82. So if you had 19 plus 20 plus 21 plus 22, you get 82, I believe. I'll even double check right now just to make sure my math is correct here. 19 plus 20 plus 21 plus 22. Yep, 82. You get 82. Guess who turns 82 this year? Joe Biden. Joe Biden turns 82 this year. Daniel 2, verses 19 through 22. He removes kings and he raises up kings. He changes the times and seasons. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness. This is a verse for now. Time of Daniel. This is a verse for now. However, if you add these up, you get the number 82. And Joe Biden is set to turn 82 this year in November, the month of the election. Just so you know. Just so you know, because these things do not happen by mistake. The Lord did not just lead me here by mistake to this scripture. First of all, it really has to do with what we see happening now, right? This scripture and how we see these things changing and what's coming out and the deep and secret things and removing kings and raising them up. This scripture, right? We can see a pattern having to do with now. It says the first part, verse 19, then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night vision. The secret. You know why? Because in Amos, it says the Lord does nothing without revealing his secrets first to his servants, the prophets. That's why. And then when the Lord revealed the secret, he blessed the God of heaven. But isn't that interesting? When you add all that up, you get 82. And Joe Biden is set to turn 82 this year. So that's just something to think about, but please make a note of this, these scriptures, Daniel 2, verses 19 through 22. Please make a note of them because it's important right now. It's important. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Chris walked into the room. Chris walked into the room. Are you going to say hi?
Hi, people.
Hi, people. Hi, people. So what we're going to do, for those of you who are just, oh, yep, you can sit. Have fun. So what we're going to do is announce what we did at the beginning. For those of you who are just jumping on, right? We had a very special announcement at the beginning, and we'll announce it again now. July 7th, 2024, starting at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are having a night of prayer for the nation and the Trump family. Eric Trump has asked us to do this and to help spearhead this. And so we're very honored that we were asked, and we're very serious about doing this and excited about doing this. And we are going to start about 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to play with the time a little bit, but it's going to be around 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We have quite a lineup. And just to name a few, we have Eric and Lara Trump. We have Rudy Giuliani. We have Jonathan Kahn, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. We have General Flynn, Eric Metaxas, Don A. Clement, Clay Clark, and Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, and others all coming together for a night of prayer for the nation and for the Trump family. July 7th, 2024 is 3 days after July 4th, our Independence Day, where we were set free from the tyranny of England through what happened with the Revolutionary War and God's divine providence. And it is 4 days before President Donald Trump's sentencing. So this is why this time was chosen. It was chosen for two very crucial and important times, the 4th of July and the fact that sentencing is July 11th, 2024. Please mark your calendars. It will be live. Some of our guests we're going to just pre-record with, and we're going to play them during their slots because some of them are away and they really want to be a part of this. So others are going to be here live, but we're going live till we finish. So once again, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, July 7th, 2024, a night of prayer for the nation and the Trump family. We hope you join us. We're looking very forward to this. Okay. And so we're going to put up, two things. We're going to put up our wonderful water filtration system. This is an amazing 5-stage water filtration system by Century H2O. They have it for under the sink. They also have it for the entire house. It removes a lot of harmful toxins. It is wonderful for your pets too. Do you know if you have high levels of calcium and magnesium in your tap water, it could actually give your pets stones? I didn't know that till we got into that issue ourselves, but just an FYI out there. So this water is wonderful for them to drink as well. You could go to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code GRACE10 for a 10% discount. And we'll also put up my pillow. There's Duchess, pig in a blanket. You can go to MyPillow.com, use promo code ARC to save up to 66% or sometimes more off of all MyPillow products. They have some amazing promos going on right now, so you might want to check them out. We are happy to be a blessing to Mike Lindell. Yes. Right. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So I think that's where we're going to end for tonight. Yeah, we're about in an hour and 12 minutes, so we're right about the time we should be wrapping it up for the evening. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We very much appreciate it. Yep, Duchess, she was wrapped up on her MyPillow dog bed. They are durable and washable, and they are wonderful. Just so you know, for any of you out there looking for a wonderful dog bed for your pets. And once again, our fast starts tomorrow, June 14th, going to June 16th, National 3-Day Fast. For the nation, the church needs to raise the standard now in this nation. We are to be salt and light, a city on a hill. We are to be the voice crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. We are to echo the name of Jesus Christ across this land. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords and the Lord of hosts. And we have to, in this hour as the church, do what we were called to do and use the word. This is living and active. This is a living and active book, and it is always current. It is never outdated. Praise the Lord. So we're going to encourage you in this. We're going to encourage you to read the word. So there's wonderful Psalms out there. Psalm 91 is one of my faves that I say every single day. Yep, Psalm 123, 34, 35, and 51, which has created me a clean heart, O God. Armor up according to Ephesians 6 every day. You need your armor on. Every day, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask you, put your whole and complete armor according to Ephesians chapter 6 on me and my family this day in Jesus' name. Yes. Also, Ephesians chapters 1 and 3 in the believer's authority. I say those scriptures from those chapters every day as well. They're in the first 2 pages of the book, and also the Lord's Prayer. It's so important. Jesus taught his disciples to pray that way. There's an order to that prayer that we really need to understand to help our prayer life. So we just encourage encourage you in those things as you go forth deeper in your walk with the Lord. So thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. We will be back on next week, unless something totally cray-cray happens and I have to jump on briefly. But otherwise, we will be back on early next week. So we hope you have a wonderful evening, wonderful rest of your weekend. Once again, Shabbat Shalom, which starts in Israel right now at midnight, but tomorrow here for our Jewish brothers and sisters. And praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Chris, you have anything to say before we go?
No, I think you...
I said it all.
Said it all.
Me and my Italian mouth said it all. All right, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Have a wonderful rest of your evening, everyone. Keep the faith. Amen. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so, I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew, so it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. Hey everybody, Amanda Grace here. Many of you have been curious and have asked about what skincare products I use. In fact, we have had many emails come in about this, so I am happy to be able to now share this with you. This is Givaderm. It is all natural. It is food for your face. Wonderful skincare line owned and operated by believers. I love that these products are nourishing. They are free of chemicals and they are safe for not only me, but also the animals. And as you know, we have many of them running around here at the Ark. So I don't have to worry if any of them were to accidentally get into them. What goes on our skin goes into our bodies. So it's important to put on our skin what nourishes and heals. Kind of like what we should put in our soul, what nourishes and heals it, which is the word. Our bodies are temples. We have to be careful what we put on them and in them. My favorite products are Uplift and the eye cream, which I have right here. However, I use their entire line. It is amazing and it is very effective. So if you'd like to learn more or contact Givaderm, go to arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners and you can use promo code R10 for a 10% discount.